basically what this file does is anytime you see any form of gay porn, you will immediately find yourself transformed into a pig man, an insatiable, lusty beast forced to bring itself to orgasm by any means possible and trapped in the body of a pig man until it can do so. It will also increase your muscles and masculinity at the same time. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word. So that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Now, from now on, whenever you see any type of gay porn, movies, or images, you will begin a transformation. It will happen the moment you see the porn, and it will last until all of your sexual desires burn out of your body and you start feeling once again like yourself, like a human being. But the moment you look at the gay porn, you will stop feeling like a human being. No, the moment you see it, you will begin transforming. You're going to turn into a pigman muscle beast. That's right. That is what you are going to change into the moment you see any form of gay porn. As soon as you see the porn, you will feel an almost orgasmic sensation that surges through your body, that grows and grows until you moan, until you scream and pant in an explosion of complete and utter sexual bliss. Your muscles will immediately begin to expand and grow. That's right, you will immediately begin getting more muscular, all of the muscles on your body growing larger, stronger, more muscular. You're becoming a muscle beast after all, not a man. Your nipples will grow large, huge, and sensitive. That's right. Imagine how long they will go. They will elongate, get longer, and more sensitive. And then your dick and your balls will begin swelling out huge and long and ready. Your cock enormous and ready and hard. Your balls gigantic, large, heavy, pendulous. You will be able to feel them as you move, your sack hanging down as you become a huge pigman muscle beast. Then your face will begin to stretch out. It will stretch out into a pig's muzzle. That's right, your face stretching forward into the face of a pig. Not just a little pink pig, no, that of a boar. That of a pig, man, with muscles all over you, rippling through your body. That's right. Your nose forced out into a snout. And as your snout grows, your asshole will begin thrusting in and out with enormous pleasure as your tail begins forcing its way out of your tailbone. You will actually feel it growing as it begins protruding from your backside, sticking outwards. Finally, as your tail begins growing, then, once your face is complete, tusks will begin boring their way out from between your teeth, and this, too, will give you an amazing sexual rush as your tusks bore out, and you take the resemblance of a pig throughout your body until you become a pig man, the one you saw in the picture that you sent me. And then, once you are the pig man muscle beast, then, and only then, will you become filled with an insane sexual power. You will be lusting completely. The pig man needs sex. The pig man needs attention. The pig man needs to be used. It will be filled with sexual power and lust deep inside of it. Deeply masculine. It will be insatiable. A horny monster that needs to pleasure itself by any means possible. Dildos, fisting, water sports, cum, not just your cum, but the cum of others, anything, it will become an insatiable, raging beast, and as long as that insatiable need rages through it, it will remain that kind of a muscle beast. It will remain that way. Horny, needy, desperate, sexually charged, these desires burning through it over and over and over again, until it gets so much sex that it is finally sated, and until it is sated, it will remain in this form, muscle-bound, horny, greedy for more and more sex. Yes, go on, imagine it. You'll be sitting there and you'll decide to look at some porn. You'll turn on a movie, and instantly, the transformation will begin. You'll begin losing your humanity as the pigman muscle beast takes over. Your muscles will begin bulging from your body as you get larger and larger. You will feel an orgasmic sensation flowing through you to the point that you are screaming out in sexual bliss, in sexual need. Your muscles growing and expanding as your nipples stretch and grow out, huge and sensitive. Then, followed by that, your dick growing, elongating, getting larger, more powerful, your balls sagging down, getting more and more huge, more and more sensitive. Need flowing through your body as your dick and muscles get harder, your entire body will become a supercharged sexual animal that will need sexual release. It will need be used. It will need sex. And as it does, your face will grow out into a snout, a pig muzzle and snout. That's right. And as it does, your tail will come in. And as your tail comes in, your ass will actually pulse, shocking through you with great sexual pleasure and power as your tail grows out of your tailbone, and then finally the tusks sprouting from both sides of your mouth as you become the pig man muscle beast. Your need insatiable, your need burning through your body. You need sex. You don't just want it, you need it. You are a muscle beast. You need sex, and it burns through you, and until that desire burns out, you will remain this way. Until all of your sexual needs have burned out, you will remain a pigman muscle beast. And then you will need to pleasure yourself. You will be insatiable, an insatiable, horny monster that will use dildos, will want fisting and water sports and all the cum it can possibly get. It will want to be drenched in cum and piss. It will want its ass used, a fist rammed inside of it. It will want dildos. It will want as much sex as it can possibly get. And then, and only then, when it is completely sated, will it begin returning back into a human being. But as it returns back to being a human being, the muscles themselves will remain. Some small portion of them will remain as a part of your body, and those muscles will have a memory of exactly how horny you were. That's right. A part of you will always be a muscle beast, will always retain a memory of this, and you will find yourself even hornier than before. This file will increase your muscle mass, will make you stronger and stronger, and hornier and hornier, the muscle beast inside of you growing stronger every single time you are triggered, and you will be triggered each and every time you see gay porn, and you will become more and more addicted to gay porn, more and more addicted to it as the beast is unleashed again and again, as you become stronger and more muscular. Imagine it, each and every time you see gay porn, transforming, becoming this insatiable beast that has to have it, that must have it, that needs it so deeply. Imagine your tail, your body transformed, the muscles bulging, your cock bulging out, your balls dangling down, huge and sensitive, your nipples elongated, so long and hard and needy, every inch of you desperate and needy and horny. This is the monster you are going to become every single time you see gay porn, and this monster will rage. That's right, it will positively rage with its horny need until it has been completely sated, and then and only then will you return to your normal body. But even that will not truly be your normal body. No, you will be a muscle beast. Deep inside your muscles will remember what it was like to be so huge and will want to be that large. They will keep a memory of what you were. They will get a little bit larger, a little bit stronger. In fact, the transformation itself will cause them to tense and grow. Every single time you go through it, they will tense and grow as you moan with pleasure, and they will expand, getting larger and stronger. As the file wears off, you will find yourself a little bit more of a beast, hornier and needier, wanting to come back to the file, wanting to look at more porn, being transformed over and over again as you become this pig, this beast, as you change and grow and transform again and again. And now it is time to wake back up, awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and probably more than a little bit horny. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.